from KQED.
是这样, 首先我是很看好
Meet Zhang Xi. She's a pretty willowy woman, and she's an urban pioneer. She and her family are among the first tenants of Tianjin Eco City, a showcase for China's push to build sustainable cities from scratch. Zhang moved here from Beijing, about an hour to the north by bullet train. She was enticed by a new job and a shorter commute to work. Much shorter.
She used to take the subway for probably half an hour, then change to the bus. That will take totally 1 hour. But here, just 3 minutes by elevator, so it's really convenient.
Zhang, a customer service rep, lives and works in the same high-rise. Her quick commute, albeit an extreme case, is one of the core principles of an eco-city. Cut car use. Walkable streets are key, too. Short city blocks, intersections that are easy to cross.
I'm Hu Chongyan. I'm the CEO of the company developing the Tianjin Eco-City.
And the visionary for this $8 billion experiment.
When this project was first conceived in 2007, this was just a barren site. It comprised saline and alkaline land, polluted water bodies. There's nothing inherently eco about this site at all.
But with the backing of the governments of China and Singapore, developers cleaned up the site. Clusters of new high-rises now dot the flat terrain here, with more under construction. There's a mix of public housing and private upscale apartments, all built to be energy efficient. This development is one of dozens of pilot projects around China, spearheaded by the central government to serve as models for future cities. The need is urgent. In the past year, the number of people living in cities here surpassed the rural population for the first time. While this migration has fueled China's remarkable economic boom, major cities, like here in Beijing, are beset with pollution and traffic congestion, which wastes energy. What's more, commutes between home and work are often long, which means more pollution and greenhouse gases. That's because single-use zoning often separates commercial districts from residential areas. The problems are sure to worsen without better planning. By 2030, as many as 300 million more Chinese are expected to move from the countryside to urban areas. That's enough people to create 79 cities the size of Los Angeles. So to prepare for that, several Chinese cities have partnered with a Bay Area firm for advice.
We got in and we modified the street system so that there were more human-scale blocks and smaller streets everywhere.
To Peter Calthorpe, good urban design comes first, then add clean technology. He's president of Calthorpe Associates, an urban design group based in Berkeley. When the mayor of a major Chinese city asked Calthorpe to redesign an area for 1.5 million people, the first things to go were the really long city blocks that are typical here.
We mixed the land use so you didn't have to walk very far to schools, parks, or stores. And we concentrated development around the transit stations.
Those are the same principles that Calthorpe has applied to projects in the Bay Area, like new development at Alameda Point and Bay Meadows in San Mateo.
There is no one definition of what it means to be an eco-city.
Eco-city executive Ho Tong-Yuan.
So what we've done is we have put together a set of key performance indicators, which we think are stretch targets. They are ambitious but achievable.
Like 20% of the town's electricity from renewable sources and half its water from harvesting rain and other non-traditional sources. It's lunchtime at this popular new Korean restaurant, just a couple minutes walk from apartments and offices. Eventually, there will be a light rail system and a large park extending through the middle of the city. But clearly, there are still some design flaws to work out.
Just to get, around the corner and up the street, you have to walk a really long way. You can't really cut through the middle of the blocks.
Cecilia Springer is a Fulbright scholar who studied Tianjin Eco City. She also points out that to get to the closest major city center in Tianjin, you have to get in a car and drive at least a half an hour.
So one could call it a Chinese suburb, and that raises a lot of questions of how green can a suburb really be.
And how many green suburbs it will take to arrest the environmental consequences of China's economic growth. It's a race against time as millions more will migrate soon to cities, and China's growing middle class pursues a more comfortable Western lifestyle. For KQED News, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.